get fucked up, you fucking...
What the fuck is that?
Listen, you fucking cunts. I'll drink you under the table.
At the moment, we're listening to Dan, a.k.a. Tenth Dan.
Where is that?
Trying to tell me how he's going to drink me under the table. Leon, do you think that Dan would be able to drink me under the table?
Fuck you, G. Fucking already drunk you under
you're
the
a girl,
table. I'm down here and you're
but
there.
He hasn't got much body mass. I reckon it would be a...
is that how you're fucking...
A no-score draw, to be honest.
Stop trying to be diplomatic.
Sarah, who do you think,
if me and Dan had to drink a bottle of rum, who would be
oh,
left
a bottle of rum? You'd win. Yay. Bottle of vodka?
If Dan and a...
He
oh,
might win.
Sorry.
I know, Dan would win.
Dan.
Dan would win.
You see, that's the mad thing.
I'll be honest.
I'll tell you what, I can drink
I would
a whole
bottle of
vodka.
I
can drink a litre of vodka. Not a problem. Like, I'll be pissed, but I'll go to bed, get up the next day. Seriously, I'm immune to vodka now.
No, but I'm immune to rum, so I could drink the same as that rum.
Because that rum, I had like, the last when we got that strong rum, I had like a couple of mouthfuls, probably... Four shots, equivalent of four shots, and it fucked me up.
But the thing
and
is,
you drank the rest of the bottle.
It probably wasn't the equivalent of four shots. It probably was the equivalent of eight shots.
Maybe it was the equivalent of eight shots, but nevertheless, I felt the rum. I must have drunk a litre of vodka that same night, or the best part of a bottle, because they brought out three half bottles, and the bottles were 1.5 litres. So, and I drank. Just fact is, rum fucks me up. Whereas I've seen you down it like it was, well, like it was vodka. When I used to be a waiter, I said, wait at this restaurant, I have no customers. And we had the Don Out bar, and I was like head bar person. And we just had freshly squeezed orange juice and this big fucking bar, and I used to just pour myself half a pint of vodka, half a pint of freshly squeezed orange juice, and just sip it. Until it was gone. I did that every night for about 3 years. And then customers would come in sometimes and I'd just be like, okay, serve them like a 500 quid meal. Fuck off, you know, Cristal, but oh, I don't mind if I do have a glass. Yeah. But I drink untold amounts of vodka, like every day. And I just didn't get exactly this. I just had to be in that frame of mind. You drink and you don't get a
piece. Bless you.
Beer fucked me up though. I've had about 5 pints tonight and I'm wasted.
Beer fucked me up so much. Like, if I want to get wasted, if I want to get wasted,
make a spliff then.
If I want to get wasted, I would invite you, your girlfriend, your girlfriend's friend, and his girlfriend. And that is it. Where is the girlfriend's girlfriend's food?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. I love you.
I don't give her
it's Dan that I have a problem with.
I give her a drink. She's wankered. Can you not tell?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not wankered. Don't make me put a foot to your jaw. Just because I look good in red doesn't mean that I shouldn't be given a drink. Red.
It's white from
him. It's the colour. Of my dream.
It's the colour of passion. Of course, today it just goes with the fashion.
We just don't look at him. Red is the colour of Jenna.
Okay, do an audio move. I'll sing that. Red is the colour of Jenna.
Shot to get some
Rizzlers. Has no one got any Rizzlers? Someone must have at least
I
one
beg
Rizzler.
Of you Sarah's to get some Maltesers.
Denied.
I beg of you to get some Maltesers. I've got loads of money.
Oh, I love vodka and orange. That's what I do. That's my thing. I drink vodka and orange.
I'm not even allowed up
there. Dan loves Lego. He used to urinate on Lego when he was a kid.
That's the story.
Oh, tell them the story, Dan. Dan loves urinating on Lego.